Live doobies in South City Midnight Ladies, Sergio Mendes, Rainbow's End, and Al Stewart with Song on the Radio. We'll play that one especially for Johnny and Dave listening to us over there in Tremor. Should we say hello to him, John?
Hello!
Hello!
Us here.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, something of the sort. That's the Pointer Sisters with Take My Heart. That's your lot from me. I'll see you again tomorrow at 5 o'clock. John Kenny follows the 8 o'clock news. Ta-ra!
For you at another time. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Broadcasting on 194 meters medium wave and VHF stereo 104.
South Coast Radio.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Andrew Hukin. Good evening. In the Dunlop dispute, workers have been voting on whether to continue their protests or accept the company's £5 million redundancy offer. The package being offered gives workers £263 for each year of service. That's on top of the statutory redundancy payment. Most of the votes are in, but the ballot boxes will stay open until 4 tomorrow afternoon, with a result by about 5. Today, the Bishop of Cork, Michael Murphy, said the workers and the company should reach some sort of compromise, and he called on the government to make Cork a priority area for state aid. The Forum for a New Ireland has been urged to promote an Anglo-Irish commitment to conditional withdrawal by Britain from Northern Ireland and to unity by consensus. A Northern Ireland member of the Shannon, John Robb, called for a truce in the North to coincide with such an initiative. Senator Robb also called for an end to the ban on divorce and freedom of choice in family planning. Farming unions have been voicing their anger over the common market milk super-levy proposals today to the President of the European Parliament. Both the IFA and the ICMSA met Mr. Dankert in Dublin. They said the consequences for Irish agriculture would be disastrous if the proposals are accepted. Delegates at the British Labour Party conference in Brighton have been debating two major topics, unemployment and defence. After some angry exchanges, they reaffirmed the party's commitment to unilateral nuclear disarmament. Lech Wałęsa, who's been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, says he's going to hand over the money to the church authorities to be used in the development of Polish agriculture. He told news journalists that he'd not be going to Norway himself to accept the prize. He's to ask permission for his wife, Danuta, to accept it for him. In Israel, the Prime Minister-designate, Mr. Yitzhak Shamir, has told Parliament that he's succeeded in forming a government. He's asked Parliament to convene in a special session on Monday to approve his new government. Electricity supplies to the NBA housing estate in Toko will be subject to disruption tomorrow between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. The ESBs say the temporary shutdown is to facilitate essential repairs and maintenance of power lines. Consumers have been asked to ensure that all appliances are treated as live during the supply cut. And finally, two people have been fined in a Ballinasloe court for possession of magic mushrooms. They're a man from West Germany and a Welsh woman. Another man, Kevin Gibbons, was remanded on bail charged with drugs dealing. Also fined was Joseph Keane from Castle Island in County Kerry. He told the detective who arrested him that he smoked cannabis to comfort his soul and spirit, and that it brought him closer to God. The judge fined him £25. That's it. News again on South Coast at 9 o'clock.
Thanks, Andrew. 2.5 minutes now after 8. Thanks to Keith York as well for drive time. It's John Kenny's night shift till 12. Look at the weather now. Good clear period. Some isolated showers which will die out tonight. Winds will be southerly and fresh and dropping tonight, and temperatures falling to 10 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, a dry morning and some rain, unfortunately, in the afternoon.
John Kenny.
Say it's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wonder when you got someone.
Orange Juice, part of a double A-side single released last summer, and that's called Haikoyo. That is in the native tongue of Zimbabwe, which is probably Zimbabwanese. Maybe it isn't. The drummer in that band is actually singing Orange Juice. Let's hope they have a new LP out soon. Quite good stuff. The last one was too. 9.5 minutes after 8 o'clock from South Coast. And next is Chris Rea.
Can I earn a high rate of interest on my savings with standard rate income tax paid?
Will my savings earn interest on a daily basis?
Yes, 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 with the EBS.
Can my interest be paid to me monthly to supplement my income?
Will I have easy access to my account?
Yes, 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 with the EBS. Can I, will I save with success? With the EBS. Yes, yes, with the EBS.
Sasha's got the clothes that show she knows.
Sasha girl, we've got the cords and knitwear you've been searching for. Angora and lambswool knits, gorgeous colours, flattering styles. Sasha's price from $6.99. Fancy knits and marvellous colour blends. To coordinate with the knitwear, crispy cord skirts and trousers from $9.99. Sasha fashion's quite indescribable. Come and see.
Sasha girl, she'll be you.
Sasha, Patrick Street, Cork.
South Coast Radio.
With Boys Don't Cry, Chris Rea before that, and I Can Hear Your Heartbeat, his latest single from the LP Water Sign. Wednesday's night shift from South Coast, John Kenny till 12. And hi to Dennis and Teresa and Denise and Brian and Trays and Sean Murphy and all the McCann dancers in the Munster Championships. They're being held in Killarney at the end of the month. A very good luck to all of you concerned. This is a track from an LP called Texas Flood from Stevie Ray Vaughan, and this is The Pride and Joy.
Something really daft,
or loony, or mad, or spacey.
Well, if you do, you can nominate them for the South Coast Radio Wally of the Week Award.
Every Friday, our team of international Wally watchers will select just one from the hundreds of thousands of entries. The results will be announced Friday evenings between 7 and 8 p.m. Just send us the details of someone who you think deserves this major accolade. The address is Keith York's Wally of the Week Award, South Coast Radio, 40 St. Luke's Cross, Cork. And who knows, someone may even nominate you.
Being the best isn't everything. It's the only thing.
The music leader.
Nobody does it better.
John Kenny.
For a long time I felt without style or grace. Wearing shoes with no socks. In cold weather. I knew my heart was in the right place. I knew I'd be able to do these things.
From Talking Heads, that's the latest American single. It's called Burning Down the House, from the latest LP as well. It's called Speaking in Tongues. And House in Motion before that. And also Stevie Ray Vaughan from his LP Texas Flood and The Pride and the Joy. Now we've got a guy who's onto us, Paul is his name. He's onto us a couple of seconds ago, and he's seen the recent RTE program Today Tonight, which featured us, among other things, on the Irish Pirate radio stations. And he's looking for the video cassette of that in VHF to borrow for a night, so he can have a gander at it again. So if you have a recording of the Today Tonight programme about Irish commercial radio stations across the country, give Paul a ring at 294545. That's Paul at 294545. The videotape must be VHF, and he's willing to take it for a night so he can listen and see it all over again. Wednesday's night shift from South Coast. It's John till 12 and Nick Haywood.
The marriage is over. Was it me or my heart? And justify all affection beyond recollection. I was fine in Virginia. Guess it's true what I said.
The new single from Flash in the Pan, it's called Down Among the Dead Men. And Nick Haywood before that, Blue Hat for a Blue Day on the Wednesday night shift. It's John till 12. Hi now to Malcolm. Nothing unusual about that name, but he's listening in Yorkshire in England at the moment. So, hello. You want to hear something silly? So here's Ian Dury's Wake Up and Make Love.
Thank you.
during the Blockheads from their debut LP, New Boots and Panties, and that's Wake Up and Make Love. A major event happening in Cork next week. If you're into John Martin, well, you can see him live this coming Wednesday, the 12th of October. He's in Sir Henry's. The doors open at 7:30 p.m. and tickets are £3.50. They can be obtained at the door, or if you want to buy one in advance, pop into Golden Discs downtown. That's John Martin playing Wednesday, the 12th of October in Sir Henry's. Doors open at 7:30 and tickets are £3.50 at the door, or if you think you won't get in, well, then you can go down to Golden Discs and buy one for the same price. This is a track from a 1980 LP from him called Grace and Danger and Sweet Little Mystery.
Just that sweet little mystery that
it's going to happen. Level 42 before that, Out of Sight and Out of Mind from the LP Standing in the Light, an extended version of same. And John Martin, who of course is playing October the 12th, Wednesday, yes, tonight week, yes, in Sir Henry's. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Tickets £3.50. Miss it at your peril. And that's from a 1980 LP called Grace and Danger and Sweet Little Mystery. It's South Coast Night Shift with John till 12. And news is next with Andrew after Heaven 17.
By the wheels of industry, crushed by the wheels of industry, crushed by the wheels of industry. Work now, ha!
Breaking in the future just before the week is up. They can do it, but it's going to take some money.
Work.
Some are workers, some are not. It is time for a party. Syncopation for the nation now.
Van hier stond Tros Radio Hilversum Nederland. Volgende keer dat je in Nederland komt, zeker luisteren naar de top 50. Tros Hilversum 3. Hi, this is Cass Collins. Next time you're in Holland, be sure to tune in to the Tros Top 50 on Hilversum 3. See you then.
Broadcasting on 194 meters medium wave and VHF stereo 104.
South Coast Radio.
Thank you, Val. Cass, it's 9 o'clock. Good evening, I'm Andrew Huchen. The ICMSA has accused the Department of Social Welfare of a very serious abuse of power in the way in which it treats small farmers. The association says that farmers all over the country are being walked on simply because they don't know their rights. The association has called on the minister, Mr. Desmond, to remove what it calls the cloak of secrecy which surrounds farmers' entitlements. The IDA has announced that it's spent over £3 million on getting 400 new jobs in small industries. They've invested in 58 projects spread throughout 16 counties. 34 of the jobs will be in Cork. In the Dunlop dispute, workers have been voting on whether to continue their protests or accept the company's £5 million redundancy offer. The package being offered gives workers £263 for each year of service on top of the statutory redundancy payment. Most of the votes are in, but the ballot boxes will stay open until 4 tomorrow afternoon, with a result by about 5. The Forum for a New Ireland has been urged to promote an Anglo-Irish commitment to conditional withdrawal by Britain from Northern Ireland, and to unity by consensus. Northern Ireland member of the Senedd, John Robb, called for a truce in the North to coincide with such an initiative. Senator Robb also called for an end to the ban on divorce and freedom of choice in family planning. An official report says that more than £500,000 has been misappropriated from the British government's Property Services Agency, which is responsible for official government building work. 60 civil servants have been sacked over the past 5 years. Senior civil servants have been criticised for not exercising proper control over British government finances. The French public prosecutor has dropped all charges against three Irish citizens arrested in Paris about a year ago and accused of the illegal possession of guns and explosives. Police had alleged that they'd found the items during a search of a flat occupied by Stephen King, Michael Plunkett and Mary Read. But it's been decided that the search was illegal because the occupants were not present and there had been other irregularities. And Lech Walesa, who's been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, says he's going to hand over the money to the church authorities to be used in the development of Polish agriculture. He told news journalists that he'd not be going away to Norway himself to accept the prize. He's to ask permission for his wife, Danuta, to accept it for him. That's it. News again on South Coast at 10 o'clock.
He's very, very chivalrous, isn't he?
Isn't he just?
Isn't he great? Wonderful man. Okay, 2.5 minutes after 9, look at the South Coast weather. Good clear periods, some isolated showers, which will die out tonight. Winds will be southwesterly and fresh and dropping tonight. Temperatures falling to 10 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, a dry morning and some rain expected in the afternoon.
Well, there I was, listening to John Kenny on South Coast. I got all hot. My toes fell off, but it was all in the best possible taste.
Song penned by Lennon and McCartney from their White Album, that's Susie and the Banshees and Dear Prudence. Before that, Howard Jones and New Song, that's his latest single, rushing up the British charts at the moment. In a moment we've got a cover from Depeche Mode, a few important soccer matches happening tonight in the League Cup second round, first leg, now known as the Milk Cup. Numerous results last night, more happening tonight. Liverpool playing, Manchester City playing, Leeds playing, Chelsea playing, to name but a few. We'll have results of all those and other sports as well in our 10:30 Sports Bulletin, read by moi, at 10:30. That's South Coast Sports News at 10:30.
Do you know what a superpage bleeper is or how it works? It's a neat little unit which you carry with you and which will pass messages on to you. It means you're not tied to one place, and that means more chances to do business and increase profitability. Superpage are now offering free demonstrations without any strings all over Cork. And if you become a Superpage subscriber before October 7th, you'll be eligible for a chance to win a fabulous JWT holiday in November in the Canaries. Call Superpage now or anytime on Cork 932 906 and find out. Remember, Freedom is a word called Superpage.
It ain't what you do,
it's the way that you do it.
But Barney, what's that got to do with the price of baked beans?
Well, Beanie, when mums buy our bachelor's beans, they know they're buying the very best.
Finest ingredients, saucy recipe, nobody can bake beans like bachelor's because...
It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. And bachelor's do it best.
Yeah.
South Coast lifts you up, all the way up. 194.
Hot Chocolate and Tears on the Telephone. Before that, Public Image Limited. This is not a love song, and that's their biggest ever hit. It's now Britain's number 5 this week. And Big Country before that, and Chance.
All the good sports are on.
At 10:30, Wednesday, the 5th of October, good evening to you. Soccer first and the Milk Comp second round, first leg results from those matches played tonight. Brentford 1, Liverpool 4, Derby 0, Birmingham City 3, Doncaster 1, Fulham 3, Ipswich Town 4, Blackburn 3, Leeds 0, Chester from the 4th Division 1, Leicester 0, Chelsea 2, Newcastle 1, Oxford United 1, Stoke City 0, Peterborough 0, Torquay United 0, Manchester City 0, Spurs 3, Lincoln 1. Scottish League Cup, third round, Section 1, Dundee United 4, Motherwell 2, Morton 2, Alloa 4, Section 2, Hearts 1, Clydebank 1, Rangers 5, St Mirren 0, Section 3, Aberdeen 0, Dundee 0. Section 4, Celtic 1, Kilmarnock 1. Hibernian 0, Edrionians 0. Sligo Rovers from the League of Ireland Soccer have been disciplined and disciplining themselves a number of players following their behaviour on last week's trip to Finland for the second leg of their European Cup Winners' Cup match. Two of the players, John Skeffington and Gus Gilligan, have been placed on the transfer list and are suspended. And the League of Ireland Executive Committee is meeting tonight in Dublin to look into the position of Limerick United and the future of the soccer in Limerick. The meeting is still in progress. Athletics. A major row has broken out over who should be allowed to run in this year's Dublin City Marathon. A decision by the BLE, the Athletics Association of Ireland, means that a number of the country's top marathon runners, including two previous winners, will not be able to compete in this year's event. In a surprise statement this morning from the BLE, it was announced that the organisers of the race, the Business Houses Athletics Association, have failed to fill in forms required by the BLE, and as a result they cannot issue a formal certificate of approval for the race. Without this approval, BLE runners, including the former winners, Jerry Kiernan and Neil Cusack, would not be able to take part. A spokesman for the race organisers said it would go ahead nevertheless. Golf next, and Severiano Ballesteros intends to play in the Suntory Golf Tournament in Wentworth tomorrow, against the advice of his doctor. Ballesteros is one of the favourites to win the tournament, but he was forced to pull out of today's Pro-Am because he was suffering from a cold and a sore throat. The doctor's orders were to stay in bed, but Ballesteros is determined to tee off in his opening match with Arnold Palmer tomorrow. Snooker. Terry Griffiths beat John Spencer by 5-4 in today's first quarterfinal match in the Jameson Whiskey International Tournament at Newcastle. The match lasted for 5.5 hours. In the second quarterfinal, Cliff Thorburn leads Doug Mountjoy by 3-1. And finally, rugby. Today's Munster rugby trial resulted in a win for the Probables over the Possibles. The score, 25-12. And that's the South Coast Sports News.